Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and for the first time in the new year, we are going to take our trip to the Encouragement Lab. Dr. Mike Hadabaugh is joining us from the lab this morning, and there he is. Dr. Hadabaugh, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year to you and yours.
Same to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And so we are starting the new year off with kind of a theme of programs about some of the things that you have learned in the last 21 years, right?
Yeah. As the new year approached, I began to get these thoughts in my head about realizing, wow, we're 20 years into the new millennium.
That's right.
And so I thought, I begin to have these thoughts about what have I learned these first 20 years? It's hard to believe I was in my 30s when we turned into the 2000s. So you can figure out what decade I'm in now. But, I've learned some things, some platitudes, that I would call.
Right.
And so I thought we'll take some time and just kind of take them as they come and, just do one and focus on it. And then next week, do another one. And we'll see how long it goes. But I've got a lot of these that are truths that I've learned.
Okay. Well, you are standing by with open ears.
All right, so here we go. This week's is the remedy is often worse than the problem or the sickness.
Wow, that's very timely, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
So oftentimes we think, I don't like this, but often the remedy is worse. Now, not always, but I think that's one of the issues that we face right now, is that what we're trying to fix in different areas of our culture is often worse than the problem. Hmm. And, this week I noticed that the governor of New York has realized that his economy's dying. And so even he has come out and said, wow, maybe our remedy for this has been wrong. I saw that the majority of New York taxi cab drivers are going broke,
right?
Because they don't have riders. So we'll see if was the remedy worse than the problem, or is the new remedy of opening up, will that remedy be worse? I don't know, but I'm saying that's a good example, right? Where we're chasing after better, and sometimes that leads us to worse.
True. Well, that's very, like I said, very timely, and I think a lot of governors are maybe taking a good hard cold look at some of that too these days. And so, I guess the same could be said for relationships, right?
Oh, very much so. Yeah. So oftentimes we look at relationships and we try to fix something that we think is broken about them, but in the process of fixing it, we mess it up even more.
Right.
I was recently talking to a couple that this person thought that their behavior was going to lead to a better relationship, when actually all it did is it made them, their partner go, wait a minute, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Because the reason you're doing this isn't what I'm getting out of this. So say that as vaguely as possible without giving away too much detail.
Right.
But yeah,
right.
That happens. Like for instance, if your partner says they want space, but actually they want you to pursue them, then yeah, the remedy could be, I want space, and then they actually give you space. Well, then they're upset. Why didn't you pursue me? Well, you told me to give you space.
Right, right.
So yeah, so realize that often the remedy is worse than the problem. And by the way, history shows this. One of my favorite lessons to teach on this is the fact that in first century London, they had running sewers.
Right.
The Romans were great at making sewers. They knew that to get rid of your human waste was a good thing. And when the Romans pulled out, we started dumping our bedchamber pots out into the streets, and that led to all kind of horrible illnesses. So again, the the past was better than the future.
Interesting.
So it's just another example of that.
Right. Very true. Well, we're looking forward to hearing more about these things that you have learned in the last 21 years, Dr. Hadabaugh. So we'll continue this next time.
All right. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you. That is Dr. Mike Hadabaugh. He joins me live from the Encouragement Lab every Wednesday right here on KSJE Farmington.